Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Some oil marketing companies have started increasing prices of petroleum products at the pumps from today. Star Oil and Total Energies have taken the lead, adjusting prices at their various service stations across the country. George Yaffe has more.
There had been projections that prices of petroleum product should have witnessed some marginal reduction from the beginning of this month. This was based on several indicators, including the city's marginal stability and the reduction in crude and finished petroleum products over the past 2 weeks on the international market. However, checks by Joy Business showed that the second biggest player in the oil marketing industry, that is Star Oil, which is noted for lower prices on the market, has gone up. A liter of petrol has been increased by 68 pesos and it's selling at 12 Ghana cedis, 99 pesos. Diesel, on the other hand, has gone up by 73 pesos and is going for 13 Ghana cedis, 72 pesos. Another major player in the industry, that is Total Energies, selling a liter of petrol at 13 cedis, 75 pesos, whilst diesel is going for 14 Ghana cedis, 30 pesos.
George Yaffe with that report. Now the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana is calling on the National Petroleum Authority to tighten the monitoring of oil marketing companies to protect consumers from being shortchanged at the pumps. The call comes on the back of complaints by some consumers on the quantity of fuel served at some fuel stations. In an interview with Joy Business, Executive Secretary Duncan Amwa explained that the regulator have to consider a robust monitoring regime to ensure full compliance.
A lot of the things that get done on weekends. And so we are quite aware that some of the other players will want to play games sometimes weekends. Friday night, they start doing all kinds of things just so they're able to retain some much fuel and make some profits, you know. I would encourage the regulator to work 24/7. So that it doesn't become the 5 working days a week we go do inspections. The weekends, everybody goes to their funerals or homes and are doing other things. We should be able to check these things beyond the weekends.
Duncan Amwa is the executive secretary of COPEC. Away from that, the Ghana Association of Restructuring and Insolvency Advisors, GARIA, has appealed to the Chief Justice to establish a bankruptcy court to specifically deal with companies undergoing insolvency processes. GARIA is of the view that the increasing number of companies going under insolvency has necessitated the court to prevent economic turmoil among institutions and workers. Speaking at a 2-day Business Rescue 101 workshop in Accra, President of GARIA, Mr. Felix Addo, said the Chief Justice can draw inspiration from advanced countries such as the United States and the UK.
Now, insolvency is a very complex subject area. You cannot have one judge being a specialist in all these areas. So we are asking the CJ to look into creating a bankruptcy court with dedicated judges who will be trained and who will know and appreciate what insolvency issues are. Case in point, I had a case which took over 2 years to resolve, and this is an insolvency case. Insolvency cases, like overnight, they need to be resolved immediately. They are not like domestic cases where you want the families to come together, so you give them some room.
At the same event, though, the Registrar of Companies, Jemima Wari, announced that a special division has been created under the Office of Registrar of Companies to regulate the conduct of insolvency professionals.
Now, as a result, the new division, we are going to be doing certain things. We'll be expecting you, the IPs, to be providing us with reports. You're going to be, we'll be regulating your practice. We'll like to keep under review the law and practice that relates to insolvency. The reports will come from agents of debenture holders, trustees, and security holders. As a new office, will be carrying out research, commissioning studies, and disseminating information.
Jemima Owari is the Registrar of Companies. Now, Ghana has experienced an increase in mobile phone and internet usage. Even though this is supposed to reflect in cost of data going down, the inverse is rather the case. Speaking in an interview with Joy Business on the sidelines of the Ghana Digital and Innovation Week in Accra, the Chief Executive Officer of Telesel Ghana, Patricia Obunai, attributes the rising cost of internet data to high operational costs and taxes.
The industry, we have always said that we carry over 20% of where everything we generate going to taxes. And if you pay corporate tax, then you're about 40%. And so there's opportunity whilst everybody's talking about the cost of data to look at the input, to look at the cost of bringing in equipment, because 70-80% of what we use here are imported. And so if there's so much duty on that, then it makes it very difficult for us to reduce the cost. There's electricity, there's water.
And to some other stories, some civil society organizations, including the Natural Resources Governance Institute, are calling for the establishment of electric vehicle manufacturing and assembly plants in Ghana to provide valuable training opportunities for tertiary students and boost economic growth. Speaking to Joy Business after meeting political parties on energy and extractive sector manifesto, Senior Programs Officer for the Institute, Dennis Ejiri, believes such facilities will support the country's energy transition move.
We think that that is really important. And so it's not enough for government to keep touting the number of car manufacturers that have been brought into the country, but to link it to clear directions where the world is going. And we think that electric vehicle is the future, whether we like it or not. We know that lithium battery manufacturing is the future, and some of those industries must be built in this country to add value to some of the natural resources like lithium, graphite, cobalt, nickel, and iron, and others that we have in this country.
This is still the Joy Business Report. Cattle rearing is taking a unique turn in Switzerland. Kabirov, a cattle farm, feeds and massages the livestock with beer twice a day. Why? Let's take a trip to eastern Switzerland, staying to be precise, with my colleague Emma Davids on today's episode of Food Chain.
What would be your reaction if you found out that the beef you were consuming was harvested from cattle that ate feed mixed with beer? Sounds weird, right? How about the cattle being massaged twice a day with beer? Well, the Kabierhof, a farm located at Stern, a small town between the Rhine River and Lake Constance in Switzerland, operates with beer. Sepp Dalla, a farmer and owner of the farm, has developed a very niche brand and market. He rears barely 30 cattle in luxury and sells to an elite clientele. Due to the language barrier, Sepp's son, Nicola, explains the concept of feeding their cattle with beer byproducts and why the cattle get a morning massage with a beer starter and an evening massage with rapeseed oil.
The owner of the brewery had the idea to try something new, like something similar to Kobe beef. And then my father said, okay, he likes to try this. He began with four cattle and started with the system, like massaging them with the products and feeding them with the beer products. So the massage is two times per day, so they get feed in the morning and in the evening, and the massage is at the same time. That is to get the contact to the animals so that they get less stressed, that they get to know people, so due to this less acid which goes into the meat.
In Switzerland, farming is a generational occupation. Hence, Nicola is very involved in the daily activities on the farm. He explains that biochar is the secret ingredient in animal feed, which reduces calves' mortality and greenhouse gas emissions.
I made my bachelor thesis about biochar, and it's quite interesting in biochar for me is that you have it in the feed, it goes through the cow, it has some positive effects like on health as well. especially on like on the little cows, which have often problems with the lungs or with the digestion, and then it goes into the manure. So the mixture is we have the malt, the pressed grains, and that's quite a lot of proteins inside, and also like the liquid stuff is the yeast. It's mixed with water, then it's a lot of vitamins and quite liked by the cows.
The big question I know running through your mind now is, do the cattle get drunk?
Yeah, so that was a question in the beginning of when he started with this experiment. And yeah, then he wanted to find out if there is alcohol in the blood of the cows. And due to this, he made some tests in Zurich in the laboratory. And these tests all said that it's 0.0 alcohol in the blood. Yeah, and this is due to the microorganisms in the digestion of the cows, because it's a ruminant, and there they degrade the alcohol already.
The Kabir Hof utilizes the whole animal, and the leather is processed into marketable artifacts. Fun fact, Kabir Hof comes from the German words Kalb, which means calf, Bier, which means beer, and Hof, which means yard. That's it for Fuching.
The full interview will be aired on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Do make a date. Time now for Entrepreneur in You, and who is an entrepreneur? That's what we are trying to answer today as the head of corporate banking at GCB Bank explains on today's episode of Entrepreneur in You.
So there is a myth about entrepreneurship that you need to follow some 10 steps, mentioned 4 steps, 20 steps to become an entrepreneur. That is not entrepreneurship. Before you can move to the next stage of convincing somebody to invest in your idea, which is what entrepreneurs do, you must ask yourself, so what? So why? Entrepreneur is an individual that seeks to answer those questions. You need to come up with an idea. That idea then generates a solution. That solution must be seen in the eyes of the consumers as value creation. That is an entrepreneur.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
You can follow the Entrepreneur in You series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on TV as well again on social media. Do make a date. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and the Peril General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kujubaka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
Friday 4.